Cindy Tifo, thank you to be with us today.
You're welcome. Thank you so much.
You're the CEO of Westar Trade Resources. We will talk with you about how to maybe put resources in the green business. How is your experience in the U.S.?
Well, I've been in business for 20 years in the United States, and primarily for most of that time been involved in helping to develop and fund green building products as well as renewable energy projects. And over that 20-year period of time, we've assisted companies to obtain about $1 billion in financing, primarily through government grants and loan guarantees. And over the last 3 years, I saw a new opportunity to develop a bond structure that we could also use to finance these projects.
Can we say that is easy for a company, a green company, to find money in the U.S. now?
I think over the last few years it's been a lot more challenging. There's a couple of reasons for that. We have a renewable fuel standard. I work with a lot of biofuels companies that are making advanced biofuels and renewable jet fuel. And the renewable fuel standard was set up to help promote that activity, but there's been changes and cutbacks, and so that's made investors more hesitant to invest in that industry. And also our tax laws are constantly changing, and so therefore there's not stability in the market. It's been very difficult for the renewable energy clients that I have to obtain financing.
So maybe they have to find new way for financing?
Mm-hmm. Yes, and that's what we've developed. We've developed a structure called the Risk Transfer Guarantee Bond Structure. This is a covered bond. It's a principal-protected bond structure that can provide up to 100% financing for the project, but it also provides the investors with the absolute certainty that they wouldn't ever lose their principal in case of a default. And the interest rates that are paid to the investors are higher than traditional rates on that type of a rated bond. Which would be in the AA or AAA rating. And so they receive a higher premium for taking that risk on the interest and the projects. We can then finance the projects.
How do you feel about the market in Europe yet now? The market is growing?
I think the market is growing quite a bit. I come here often to speak. I attend a lot of air shows and other conferences here. And I know that there has been a challenge to raise financing in Europe as well. I think that I see the resilience of the European people, though, that they want these kind of projects to happen. And, you know, we're here to help in Europe as well as the United States. That's why I came this week.
The experience in the U.S. Can help the Europe business?
Yes, I think in a few ways, not only just by providing capital, but over 20 years, we have a really good way that we evaluate projects and create, we perform feasibility studies and other types of due diligence. And then we're offering a new service where we do bond monitoring as the owner's representative to monitor the bonds through the life cycle of the process so that we can assure the investors that the their investment is being protected and watched over.
Mm-hmm. What can be your advice if a French CEO, an European CEO, is coming to find funds in the U.S., maybe to find to develop his project? How will be his, how he must work?
Mm-hmm. I think that's a really good question. There are some real key, development items that he needs to be able to present. One is that his technology is ready to be commercialized or is already commercial technology. We see that a lot in the renewable fuel space where there's some really new and exciting fuels and chemicals being produced. The second area is that he would have a consistent supply of feedstock. That would primarily be involve a biomass project, but wind and solar, we all know where that feedstock comes from, but if it's another project besides wind and solar, it's important to understand where the feedstock comes from and that there's contracts around that. And then the other item is the sales opportunities, or what we call the offtake agreements, where there's a consistent sales pattern that that they have might have a contract or where they're going to sell the product. And then, who is their competition? And probably the last and the most important is the management team, because everybody wants to know if there's a problem, who's going to fix the problem and who's calling the, you know, who's making the decisions. So more than ever, it's a really good and strong management team that we see those companies are getting the most funding.
Thank you. Thank you, Cindy, for having been with us today.
You're welcome. Thank you.